This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
It's weird not to hear what I'm saying inside of my ears. Well, I still hear it.
All right.
I should be more specific.
You'll have to watch out that you're not, doing the... Because normally it's right there in front.
Yeah, I'm well used to it being right up in my business automatically. That's all right, though. I feel like I'm hosting a talk show. Like I'm conducting an interview.
Like Maury Povich or something.
Mr. Kilimowski, what do you think about me being here in Virginia?
I don't know.
You got a mail truck on your desk. That's good. You didn't update the date, though. It says it's the 9th still.
Oh, that, yeah.
Well, it's not coming out the 18th either.
Well,
it's okay,
I didn't
though.
Know that because we were skipping.
Well, I didn't plan on skipping. I just had to tell you that.
Right.
So you weren't trying to record before I got here.
See? I was setting it up.
That's what I was going with. All right. Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. And you're listening to episode 179 for Monday, April 18th. No, it's not. April 11th, 2022.
This week on the Two Bobs, we have a very, very special episode for you. What'd you say?
First of its kind.
First of its kind. We're in the same room while we're recording, which is crazy. And of course,
very crazy.
It wouldn't be a Two Bobs episode unless we talked about the beer we're drinking.
And in crazy news, we'll talk about a Mile High Club for one, a dangerous threesome, stolen car mishap, shocking store visit, a Mormon OnlyFans, and a unique way to pack a lunch.
Yeah, you fucked that one up.
Well, there's a reason I messed up the date, Rob. Yeah.
Well, so
you tricked me.
Yeah, well, and if you've listened to the show long enough, you probably realize that we record these episodes from our respective homes. So I'm in Michigan, Robert's in Virginia. But what I did was surprise my buddy Robert here in Virginia. So
my house.
Yeah. So for the first time ever, we're actually recording this, and we're physically.
Feet away.
Sitting next to each other.
Barely.
We're almost touching.
But not inappropriately.
No, this is a very platonic relationship that Bob Kay and I have. But anyway, so it's very exciting. I'm excited to be here. And because it was a surprise, I had to act like we weren't going to record an episode this week. And so that's why Robert fucked up the date. But that's okay because, they understand now.
It just happens. Sometimes these things happen and you have to make the adjustments, and that's what we did. So I had the 18th on my sheet. I did have the correct episode number, but I did not have the correct date. So anyhow, so now this is exciting. It's the first time, like you said, we've been doing the show for 5 years. I think this is either our fifth year or sixth year, whatever.
Six.
And this is the first time we've been in the same room. It's still very, and we just talked about that. It's still a very surreal moment to be in the same space. And, I've seen you plenty of times on the screen. You've seen me plenty of times on the screen, but I don't know about you, but it's still one of those things. My brain is having a very, not very difficult, but I guess very difficult time wrapping my head around. And the longer this weekend goes, though, it does get easier. It does feel more usual, but that's quite a long time to not have seen anybody or in real life, I guess. And then there you are.
Well, Kelly was concerned that in not seeing each other in 3D that we were going to hate each other and that I would have to take an early departure, which would be very awkward considering I'm staying in Virginia, which, has some great, as I've learned since I in being here, has some great historical context. But at the same time, for just a guy traveling alone, not a whole lot to do around my hotel. So this has been great that so far we're getting along just fine. So
it's still early, so far, less than 24 hours. So there's still
time for this just to go sideways.
So we spent our time drinking and hanging out and just chatting it up as if we were doing it over Skype, but this time in person. So I think we're excited for today's episode and hope you enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Not that we haven't been drinking already, but you ready for one?
We've had a couple beers, and I think you should cue the drop.
Ready.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
the old talk show, as you said, the talk show routine, holding our microphones, and yeah, hopefully the magic of everything works the way it's supposed to, and this will sound right. We've got two different recordings going of it, so it has to work somehow.
I feel like a field reporter. I'm just like I got the microphone held up to my face. Normally we have, you know, mic stands to keep our hands free, but we're going to make this work. And so this week we're going to go to our friends at Rogue Brewery. I'm having a, what the fuck's it called? A double something something. Wait, that's the double chocolate stout.
Yeah.
Which is a stout brewed with,
much chocolate.
With natural flavor. It's good that the flavor in the stout is natural. And it says we doubled down on our chocolate stout recipe to create this imperial version of the classic.
No, it's imperial.
It's just too good to deny. Why did they put a two right there?
Because it's double, Rob.
Yeah, but that's the wrong. They put to deny as a TWO.
That's, right. Well, it's double. You're denying it twice as much.
It's inappropriate. So share this with a friend or a special friend, or treat yourself and enjoy this luxuriously creamy stout featuring intense notes, chocolate, dark most roasted malts. It has a bunch of ingredients that I'm not going to go over.
Awards?
Yeah, well, there's some things, though. Oh, well, we got to tell about the awards. Well, there's some malts, some hops, some oats, barley, honey, chocolate, free-range coastal water.
Pac-Man yeast. That's exciting.
It's one of my favorite kind of yeasts. Right. And, yeah, it's won a bunch of awards. Best of the Northwest region from the U.S. Beer Tasting Championship. Silver, gold, silver. From World Beer Championships in different years, bronze from Australian International Beer Awards.
Oh, it's a bronze. It's not that exciting.
It's very exciting. Oh, it's very exciting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Step on my words. This is my beer presentation.
Okay, we're sorry.
And it's 9% alcohol by volume, 125 SRM, whatever the fuck that means, 68 IBUs. And again, it's the Rogue Double Chocolate Stout, which is double stout. Chocolate stout. That's
what it's like. Are you going to try?
I'm just reading the page here. Yeah, let me try it. Usually I'm used to looking at it on my screen. This is a different screen.
You would see me in the sideways.
No. Yeah, I got to look to the side now to see you. This is actually harder than I thought it would be.
I feel it'd be weird if I was looking into your eyes as you were drinking the beer. So I'm just going
to Robert, why haven't you blinked once since I've been talking?
I'm staring at the wall.
Yeah, we may have hit up a bar.
Well, we did.
Yeah. Before we came here and Ubered home, but. Yeah, drink responsibly, guys.
Right. Uber is appreciative of our business today.
That's good. You know what? It's exactly what I would expect, a strong chocolate presence. Yeah. Twice as strong as I would have expected, quite honestly. Two times stronger, hence twice the amount of chocolate. Good beer. It's a good stout. I like the extra presence. What did I rate it? Oh, I didn't check in yet. Hold on.
No, neither did I. I'll give mine a rating when I read it.
I'm going to give it a 4.5, though.
Oh, that's good.
Give it a 4.5. And if we've had Rogue several times on the show, but I don't know if you have that available. I'm going to say untacked it. Can I put location Bob K's house?
I don't know that it'll show up.
Is that a verified venue? Rogue. Not untapped.
Well, there we go.
Which, by the way, here's some things. Episode 51, emotional support peacock. Robert had a
hazelnut brown neck.
That's a lovemaking session. That's an interesting name for a beer. Hazelnut brown nectar. Episode 52, former director James Corney. I had a voodoo donut pretzel, raspberry and chocolate. And passed one up here. Episode 56. Robert had almond boneless chicken, which is a delicious Chinese / mixed Michigan based Chinese China dish. It's a what did you have? Oh, I had a Shakespeare stout, so that's good. Episode 60, French toast chalupa.
French toast chalupa.
You had you had a chocolate stout.
Right.
The single chocolate stout, not the double. This one's double the fun.
Right.
Compared to the first one. And that might have been the last time that we had it on the show. I got to go all the way through, though. It's my weird thing. I got to page through the whole thing. Yep. That's all. It's been a while since we've had Rogue. So welcome back. And yeah, it's great. It's a good one.
4.5 You told people that
it's 4.5 Okay. I rated it 4.5 on Untapped, okay. Which is a glowing review.
Well, that's good.
And the beer social media platform known as Untapped. What'd you bring?
Well, I got something here from our friends at Founders, and I'm going to be going with the Founders KBS. It's their hazelnut. Yeah, hazelnut imperial stout, aged in bourbon barrels. So I'm quite excited about it. I was happy to see this was over at the Total Wine. I grabbed this one and one of the other KBS varieties. So the website tells us the imperial stout with chocolate and hazelnut coffee, aged in oak bourbon barrels. The perfectly balanced and decadent drinking experience of KBS meets the classic taste of hazelnut. Taking this bourbon barrel-aged stout to a new level, KBS Hazelnut allows the existing premium coffee and chocolate notes to soar to new heights when accented by the nutty sweetness of hazelnut. And it's 12% alcohol by volume, 45 IBUs, and available in March. So I guess I got it at the end of, or beginning of April, end of March. So that's good. I'm going to give it a taste. The KBS is generally a very, very solid beer, so I have no question that the hazelnut variety is going to be just as good. And usually if I'm getting coffee, the flavoring or the syrup or the creamer that I put in there is typically hazelnut. So I have a feeling that I'm going to like this quite a bit.
I had a KBS hazelnut back on March 5th, and you may ponder at what I rated it.
Well, I might have taken a sneak peek when I picked this up at the Total Wine, but I think it's up there with the best. It's got the booziness of the bourbon barrels, and it's got all those notes of the chocolate. Coffee is definitely in there, and then the hazelnut's in there. It's not overpowering with the hazelnut, and I would rate this. I'd rate it up there as a 5 as well. I think it's definitely solid. The KBS, the CBS, those don't ever disappoint. And this is not one that's going to start that trend in the wrong direction. So hopefully the other one that I have is the cocoa, vanilla, cinnamon or something. Hopefully that one's just as good. But another solid beer from Founders. And we won't tell you how many times we've had Founders on the show, because it's certainly been plenty. But you can always check out our What Are We Drinking site. Or our page on the website if you're ever curious. And that's at thetwobobs.com. So it's another solid 5.
Nice. And I can't judge you for rating it a 5 because I also rated it a 5.
Well, so I'd be
hypocritical. You know, I don't like to be hypocritical, Robert. It's one of my pet peeves when people are hypocritical, including especially when I do it.
Yeah. Well, I do it on time, you know, just on purpose sometimes, just because I feel like it.
Nice. Yeah, we all.
Yeah. You ready for some crazy news?
I am ready. Cue the drop.
Sitting here in the same spot, we don't have to, but it is nice to have that feedback in your ears directly. So it is. I'm getting used to, but it's fine. It's all good. I can hear myself. I can hear you. I can hear the sound through the microphone or through the speakers of the laptop. So
yeah, I guess we don't really need the audio pass through into a headphone because we're not wearing headphones. Our ear holes will bring the sound in directly.
Yep.
That's yep. So in case anybody was wondering how technologically that works.
straight to the source. Well, you want to take this one, you want me to?
No, I could take it. It's about masturbation. Oh. I think I feel like I usually take most of those stories. So this first one's going to take us a mile high up into the sky, but it's going to take us from Seattle to Phoenix, where a passenger was accused of masturbating 4 times on a Southwest flight. So, wow. I mean, tense. Seattle to Phoenix isn't a particularly long flight. No. I mean, so to have to finish yourself off once on a flight is pretty inappropriate. But this guy happened to, I'm assuming it's a guy, because no woman would have to finish herself off 4 times on a Southwest flight. But Antonio Sherrod, Antonio Sherrod McGarity allegedly admitted to the public masturbation and told FBI officials he thought the whole incident was kind of kinky. No shit. A Southwest airline flight from Seattle to Phoenix turned into a touchy situation. pun intended, after one of the passengers reportedly pulled down his pants and masturbated at least four times in front of a female passenger during the three-hour flight. Oh, couldn't even make it to the lavatory. He couldn't. Yeah, he couldn't go to the lavatory. You know, sometimes there's a wait for that, and if you got to finish yourself off, you maybe don't want to wait for your flight for the bathroom to open up. Antonio Sherrod McCarity was arrested in Phoenix when Southwest Flight 3814 landed at Sky Harbor International Airport. According to an arrest document obtained by the Daily Beast, McGarity admitted Robert's showing me a picture of him right now on his cell phone. He looks like a guy who would jerk off in front of other people on an airplane. According to an arrest document obtained by the Daily Beast, McGarity admitted the public masturbation and said he didn't do anything wrong. He added that he thought the whole incident was kind of kinky, according to the document, which gave only the man's name. Shortly after the plane took off, McGarity allegedly exposed his penis by pulling down his pants and shorts and began masturbating, the document said. Not sure how else he would have done that. The woman seated next to McGarity reacted by taking pictures of him engaged in the act. Sick fuck. After, and I'm talking about her. After he fell asleep, the female passenger told a crew member about her experience and was allowed to move to another seat. I mean, naturally, I think I might ask the same thing. This guy's jerking off next to me, but I don't know if I'd wait till he falls asleep though. I think that's like an immediate thing. Like, okay, this guy's jerking off. I'm going to go talk to the flight attendant and see if I can get relocated.
Yeah.
You know, not wait till he falls asleep. You don't want to make it awkward.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the guy just jerked off in front of you. It's okay.
The minute it comes out, it's time to move.
As soon as I see Shaft, I'm out.
Anything.
And I'm not talking about Shaft with the afro. I'm talking about...
Do you have to wait the four times before you get to move, or just the first time is okay?
I'd say maybe, you know, by probably this is the first time. You know, I'm not waiting for number two, three, four. Right.
So that's the thing. She waited until she got to four and was like, okay, now I've had enough, and then decided to move. So how else would she have been able to count? How would he have gotten to four times?
Yeah, I feel like I would have fallen asleep after the first time.
Right to sleep.
I mean, that's how I usually do it. The woman later, not on a flight, later told Phoenix police officers that she saw the man masturbate four times using both hands because one probably got tired. His arm got tired to switch off. She also suspected he reached orgasm. Oh, at least once. So, right. You know, that's probably shortly before he fell asleep.
Right. How did she know, Rob?
Since she saw him licking.
Oh, he wouldn't even want to wash his hands, Rob, because he needed to start all over again. What did he do?
This just took this whole story to another level here. She also suspected he reached orgasm at least once, said she saw him licking the white substance from his fingers. There's no report of him having a cake or anything with frosting on it.
He could have by that point.
McGarity allegedly admitting masturbating to orgasm to FBI agents and said he asked the woman who reported it if she minded him doing it. She said the woman simply put her hands in the air and said, it really doesn't matter. I mean, she did sit around four times. I don't know. McGarity faces charges for lewd, indecent, or obscene acts on an aircraft. According to Seattle ABC affiliate KOMO or KOMO. In addition, Southwest said it has placed McGarity on a no-fly list, which means he's banned from traveling on the airline for life. You can see the criminal complaint below, which if you feel like looking at it, I don't particularly care to see that, though. And there's the first story. I need a drink now. He licked his... Okay. So what's next? Where are we going next, Robert? Time to move on.
Right. We're going to go to our friends at thedailymail.co.uk. And I always feel like they give us some nice content for the show and the episode.
And the UK really does.
Right. UK. They talk funny.
It's the Florida of Europe.
Right. Swinging gone wrong. Crazed woman attacks couple with a samurai sword after they refuse to have a threesome.
Why did they capitalize sword?
I don't know. That's why I emphasize it. It's in all caps. Yep, I emphasized it by adding the W to the sword.
Well, that's how it's normally caps.
Do you really say spelled. Do you really say sword though, or do you just say sword?
Oh, I normally just say sword.
Okay, because yeah. It's all caps. They feel like they want to make sure that you saw the W. That's why they put it in all caps.
Well, if they had just capitalized the W,
that'd be yeah. But then the S might be silent at that point.
This would be ward.
Swinging gone wrong. Crazed woman attacks couple with samurai ward after they refused to have a threesome. This is the terrifying moment. A crazed woman attacked a couple in Thailand with a samurai sword, and they refused to have a threesome with her. Swinger Om, 40, used to have sex with a couple whose nicknames are Air, 35, and his wife, Note, 38. Well, they cut ties.
What?
They cut ties with her over a year ago after refusing an invite for group sex with Om's Bangkok-based boyfriend.
Huh.
That's weird. Om subsequently broke off her relationship with the man.
Subsequently,
but the couple claims she continued to pester them for threesome despite them having rejected her advances on a number of occasions. Yet the 40-year-old ignored the cold shoulder and continued to harass Air and Note.
What the fuck kind of nickname is that?
Well, so you don't know their real names. Who live in Phetchabun.
I get it, but Air?
Alexa, where is Phetchabun?
Pettibone, North Dakota is a city in Kidder County, North Dakota.
Makes sense.
Did that answer your question?
Absolutely.
Thanks for your feedback.
But this is from the UK, though.
And this was in Thailand.
This is North Dakota.
Thailand what? Is the North Dakota of North Dakota.
Thailand, North Dakota, right. Phetchabun County, South Dakota.
Phetchabuns. Until one final refusal on Monday caused her to snap. Outrageous footage has emerged, which shows the long-haired Om standing outside the couple's house, owned by Note, swinging what appeared to be a samurai sword towards the pair as they sheltered behind their front door. I think there is going to be a video, but we'll
they're in Japan
it.
Now.
The attacker, wearing a sequined blue dress, took the sword out of its
look
belt.
At her go.
She's oh, shit. She's pissed.
Oh, man. She wants it.
She wants.
Yep. She wants the D.
And why
she's not getting it anymore.
So Note is outside, and I guess she's just hitting. So it's still in the sheath. So it's not like she's slashing him like the ninjas. She's just beating him over the head with it.
Maybe she just doesn't know how to use it.
She didn't know how to get it out of a case. It needs a thumbprint or something.
Slide
right.
Slide it out
before resheathing it. She attempted to use it as a blunt force weapon. I just said that. She later rammed the open blade through the crack between the front door. That's how you do it.
Oh, and
the
door frame. Oh, now it's open. She's like beating him with the sheath. Now, look at that.
Miraculously, no one was hurt.
She's not very happy. I got to finish watching this video. Hold on, guys. There's only about a minute and 15 seconds left.
I should have added the safari. Oh, I could
do that. Should have read slower.
We could have really taken our time with this. Well, it looks all like right, she's so, thinking, yeah. she did have it out.
She pulled it out and was like ramming it through the crack in the door.
Oh.
Now it's back in the sheath.
Oh, that's when she's...
Yeah, now she's just beating him with the sword.
Yeah, the sword. Oh, there's...
Look at her.
Show art right there.
She's not very happy.
She might make the whole show art this time. We'll have to see what other kind of pictures we get this week. They have a very specific way of doing this.
You're very methodical in how you save the show art. Yes, there's a picture of her resheathing it. So that's always good. So it goes from murder to assault at that point.
Yeah.
So that's good. Oh, but look at that. The blade. It's like right by his face.
Almost got his face. Thankfully, he's wearing his mask.
Got Note or Air's face.
Thankfully, he's wearing his mask around his chin, like our Uber driver. May he rest in peace.
Never ask your Uber driver if they drive in this area a lot. Because you may... get a story about how his
his tragedies. You know,
all the tragedies that have happened in his life, and how he had to sell his house and give the proceeds to his deceased wife's children from her first marriage, and he cries every night in his in his bedroom that he's running from a Pakistani guy with no closet.
I just I just wanted to know. I basically just asked him, do you come here often? And I got his whole life story. I think he's got a GoFundMe now. As we,
I really see you open up a whole can of worms. Feeling if he does have a GoFundMe, you should throw a couple bucks in there for him.
I did. I gave him a little extra tip. I felt bad. So, but you know, driving away, I'm thinking, you know, he's probably never even been married. So he got me.
The joke's on you, white boy.
Stupid. Anyhow, so speaking today, Note said, we keep quiet about what was happening for a long time because we're swingers and we didn't want anyone to know. Society doesn't view what we do in a good light, and we didn't want our neighbors knowing, but now they do. We had some really great times with Om in the past, but she's crazy. She's desperate for sex, and we can't help her. When she turned it up with a sword, we felt we had to go public and shame her.
Shame.
The couple said they had not complained to police after the alleged attack seen in the video and hope that Om's newfound notoriety, I almost did one of yours, notoriety would be enough to discourage her from further harassment. Note's husband added, we avoided her because she started behaving badly. She even went to our house and talked to our son just to harass us into having sex with her.
That's with a son.
Right. Air said she believed that Om may have fallen in love with him, and perhaps Note too, reasoning that the 40-year-old nymphomaniac may have become delusional when the pair broke things off and left her alone.
Note.
Oh, this is oof.
Oh,
that's just kicking his ass right there. And why didn't I guess if she had opened the door, he would have gone in, but then Om would have gone. Oh, that's Air. I don't know who's who.
That's Air.
He's Air, and she's Note. Oh, she's the girl's Note. The woman's Note, and then Om is the crazy one.
Om's the crazy one. Air.
Yeah, I don't know. If they had just regular names, I would have known. Jane was Sally and Mad.
Maybe he's a MacBook. She's a Samsung Galaxy.
Which one's the Dell? We've had enough. We did not report her to the police because it was embarrassing and it had gone too far. I just want her to disappear. I feel like she had a crush on me. I thought it was just a simple attraction, but she was heartbroken. She turned crazy. The woman eventually left the scene after Air had spent minutes pleading with her to calm down and go. Air said no one was hurt in the incident, but the couple expressed worry that their scorned bedmate may return again to intimidate them further once the heat has died down.
Look at that.
Probably will.
See, it goes to show that crazy people exist all over the world, including the UK,
Daily Co.
North Dakota.
If you're gonna have a crazy nymphomaniac threesome, make sure that they're not crazy first. That's what you do. You ask them, "Are you crazy?" And they say no, and they say, "Okay, well then it's
fine." Yeah.
You just do a quick quiz like that.
We're going to
a lot of trouble.
We're going to California,
right? California.co.uk.
We're going to the Bay Area, where a woman was arrested for a car theft. Wait, let me try that again.
Yeah, I moved the thing.
A woman arrested for, yeah, you can't move it. I'm while used to I'm move, reading or
scrolling
else.
Ahead while you're reading.
Well, see, your eye, when you're the one steering, your eyes can follow. Right. I can't do that while right. you're.
Well, that's why I use my phone or
moving the screen. Then I We're going to the Bay Area, where a woman arrested for a car theft drove another. Stop it, fucker.
Damn it.
I'm going to read it on my phone. Woman with the Bay Area.
She's kind of scary. I'm going to save her a picture, too, while you're...
She's arrested. Oh, Jesus. Hold on, everyone.
You know, they call me Dr. Octopus at work because I got to do 12 things at once.
Apparently. So we're going to the Bay Area where a woman arrested for car theft drove another stolen car to court appearance, according to the Dublin police. A woman was arrested to make a court appear. Was, ooh, that's not what that says.
Yeah, I'll give you the page back. I'm done saving the picture.
Well, I got it up on my phone already. Oh, you were taking too long. A woman was scheduled to make a court appearance on Monday in Dublin after being arrested for stealing a car. How did she get to said court appearance? The 41-year-old woman, identified as Brandy Jones, used another stolen car to get to the court appearance. She didn't want to get contempt of court.
Right.
Dublin police announced on Wednesday Jones was on her way to East County Hall of Justice. When she arrived at the Dublin courthouse, authorities determined Jones was driving a stolen vehicle. Right after, authorities took the woman back to Santa Rita Jail, less than a mile away. Is that the whole story? I think that's the end.
Thank you for playing. Wow.
We'll keep you posted on any further developments on the story. We don't know what happened. She got arrested. She drove a stolen car to a hearing over a stolen car.
And then we don't know what happened.
And then she got arrested.
The end.
That's all we got. And it's pretty straightforward. You know, Rob is searching the interwebs.
Yeah, well, I usually do that too.
Any further...
See, that's Cron. We just were. Let's see if this story... Sometimes, you can Google it and there'd be another story. It maybe tells you. Now this one's even shorter.
That one's even shorter. Yeah, I think that's all there is. Well, she was arrested.
And then that's it.
She died of COVID. And then her husband had to sell their house in Virginia. He lives with a Pakistani man now.
In his closet.
There is no closet.
All right.
That's the problem.
I was confused.
He cries every night.
Most having.
Hello, is Al there?
Al?
Yeah, Al. Last name, Kaholic.
Let me check.
Our next phone story call is going to take us to our friends.
News 8 would like to send you notifications here for the latest news and updates.
I always turn the notifications off. I don't want the notifications.
No.
So our friends at WFLA.
Thank goodness we're finally going to Florida.
They always take us somewhere good, where a Florida deputy shocks a woman wielding a knife in a store. Marion County deputies shocked a woman with a stun gun after they said they got a report of her threatening customers inside a Walmart with a knife and a brick on Wednesday.
Because,
the brick was fine, but it was the knife that they were, or vice versa. I don't know. They didn't really specify. The affidavit states, deputies said around 1:30 p.m.,
poor document show,
Brandy McCown, 32, entered a Walmart with a brick and began threatening people as she walked around the store. And then she found a pocket knife, opened up the packaging, and began threatening people with that knife. Body cam footage showed the moments after a deputy arrived at the store. Deputies found her with a sword, running around with a Pakistani man in clothing department, where he repeatedly told McGowan to drop the knife. Drop the knife in her hand. So she had a knife in her hand, and he told her to drop it.
Yeah, it was going from the hand to the ground.
To the ground.
She was upset that she had been turned down for a threesome by note and
one of the Pakistani's man in his closet.
By note and air.
Well, she responded with a series of incoherent statements, kind of like you're hearing now. She did not drop that knife. With his gun pointed at her, the deputy waited for the back. Oh, my God. Goodness.
The mugshot's amazing. Why does her face look crooked?
Like that's going to go on somebody's profile photo. Once it did, the deputy shocked McGowan with a stun gun.
That's amazing.
Causing McGowan to fall backwards into a shelf and causing her face to go all kinds of crooked. Deputies were then able to grab the knife and handcuff her.
It fucked her face up good.
She is a wreck.
Yeah.
Deputy said after the arrest, she's had better days. They found McGowan ingested about 4 grams of meth earlier in the day. McGowan was taken to the hospital for an evaluation. After she was released from the hospital, she was taken into Marion County Jail on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
And that's what they said as they were booking her. Oh, my goodness.
Meth may have been involved.
Yeah, may have been.
Her face is all crooked now. Jeez. Yeah, she looks like she got beat with an ugly stick.
Oh.
That's good. That's real good. Mm. Look at her go. She was just pleased to be there.
Add images to photos. All right.
That was good. That was a good one. Now we're going to...
Tex-Mex.
Mormon? I'm assuming we're going to Utah. Oh,
I saw Best Sex and I thought it said Tex-Mex. Skyler LDS. Yeah, so Latter-day Saints. That probably is.
Oh, North Carolina. So North Carolina. Oh, man, we're right by you. I left him, according to the New York Post. Oh. I left Mormon Church for OnlyFans. Now I'm shunned for having the best sex ever.
It's worth a try.
This former Mormon is living a lusty life of sin and says she has no regrets about swapping prayer for porn. Skylar, who has not publicly disclosed her surname, which is her last name for you invalids out there, left the LDS church back in 2018, is now a kinky content creator on OnlyFans. That's a link. I gotta click it. See what it says. Let's see. Skylar XO. You want to see her? Skylar XO. I will tell you, she is a what appears to be a very voluptuous woman.
Yeah.
Who probably makes some decent money selling her porn. Naughty North Carolinian. Carolinian?
Yeah, Carolinian.
Carolinian, 39, has also racked up 168,000 followers on Instagram.
That's it.
Oh, there's a link there.
I'm gonna check that too.
Share steamy selfies.
We want to make sure that the link still works.
I gotta port it to the New York Port. So she appears to not like to wear brassieres or other supporting things, but doesn't seem to be hurting her either. Okay, well, you know, I guess I'll just need your credit card, Robert. But in an interview with Jam Press on Tuesday, I don't know if you can use Apple Pay on OnlyFans. For the record, documents show. Affidavit states that Rob and Robert of the Two Bobs don't know about OnlyFans supports certain payment methods such as Apple Pay.
It should. That's disgusting.
I mean, it's just more convenient. It's more than having to enter your credit card.
Just double click.
You just click on the thing, and then you show your face to your phone, and then boom, it's done.
Work on planes.
The mom of two says, I'll let you know on Sunday, she's been exiled.
I took four naps on the way home.
That's an L. That's not a T. I don't clean up after myself, though, like that guy did. Mom of two says she's been exiled by close-minded members of her former faith who are frightened for her frisky new ventures. How has she been exiled? Did they put her, like, blindfolded and rear-facing on a donkey and send her out into the desert? Isn't that historically how people were exiled?
I think she charges more for that. If it involves a donkey.
I've been shunned by other moms when I go and watch my children play softball, and once even cried in a hair salon after the hairdresser said she didn't agree with what I do.
No, Charlie was shunned.
Clearly, neither of us are her hairdresser. Why is the rest of the sentence over on this side? The blonde beauty stated there's a formatting error or something. They should go in there and fix that. Skylar joined.
Most people aren't reading the article, Rob.
Well, the only reason I look at this is for the article. It's like Playboy. Skylar.
You can learn something.
As the editor. That's what I get it for.
Right.
Skylar, although Playboy doesn't, they don't do nudity anymore, do they? It's all risky stuff.
I thought they stopped doing nudity. They want to be more of a, they want to be taken seriously, I guess, is the term that they use. They'd be taken seriously. There are more articles now, and they got rid of the other stuff because of a lot of various things that happened. So might have to check it out sometime, see if that's true. It's for research.
Yeah. For research.
Right.
And if you look at the tweet when they announced that, I think Pornhub probably liked and retweeted it. Skylar joined the LDS, also known as Latter-day Saints Church, in her mid-20s after meeting her Mormon husband. She says she initially thrived in the faith, which is fake, finding a welcoming community and making close female friendships. But, you know, I feel like the Mormons are just, they're up there with the Scientologists. It's like, really? Aliens and volcanoes. I feel like it's just another version of aliens and volcanoes. But the beauty of her husband soon grew tired of the rigidity of the religion, and her husband also got sick of it. They looked to leave. No vices were allowed. No drinking, no smoking. Only sugar was allowed. Amount of baked goods we ate saw us both put on weight. And we had a knock-on effect on our marriage. The soft core starlet confessed, unless you give her extra money, then she might pass on the soft part. It became a sexless marriage. I stopped looking good for my husband, she added. It was delusional, and we had to get out of there. After making the decision to leave the church for 4 years ago, Skylar says she and her hubby smoked a big joint and had the best sex we had in years. The newly liberated blonde soon became more comfortable in publicly expressing her sensual side, starting an Instagram account and joined the OnlyFans in March of 2020. However, her Mormon friends soon found out about her kinky content.
Oh, kinky content.
And became, that might be the episode show title there, began shunning her, both her and her children. One day, my post turned up on the Explore page of Instagram where my daughter's friend's mom spotted me. She called me up and said it wasn't appropriate, Skylar recalled. I felt slut-shamed. She then said she wouldn't be sending her daughter around to our house anymore. It broke my heart seeing a decision I made hurt my daughter so much, the OnlyFans creator candidly confessed. And there's a picture of her. Oops, I didn't mean to do that.
With her Mormon stuff on.
She's got her Mormon costume on.
DTV went to that Mormon costume.
Despite attracting, man, you
are one pathetic loser.
Thank you. But despite attracting the ire of her former faithful former friend, Skylar has no regrets. She only says OnlyFans has helped strengthen her marriage after being a housewife for so many years. Oh, there's
the ice cream man here.
I'm like, that's a drop I haven't heard before. It's an ice cream truck driving by in Robert Street. I'll be right back, guys. After being a housewife for so many years, I don't feel sexy and liberated. She gushed with something because she had just filmed a video for her OnlyFans. My husband gets turned on as he is not, he has a hot wife fetish. And the idea of other men wanting to get with me gets him going. The blonde bluntly added, when we're thinking of a racy caption together, it spices up our bedroom talk. I prefer exploring this avenue and having a better marriage with my husband than to toe the line. Is that toe the line?
Yeah.
Toe the line with people in this Bible Belt town.
Well, that was exciting.
In so many ways. I went ahead and followed her on Instagram for you, too, Robert.
In case there's any follow-up.
Yeah, I added her. You guys are friends, though. You're welcome.
That's good. Well, last story is going to take us to our friends at the Daily News Reported. And as the Rona starts to wind down a bit and people are going back to work, we're bringing lunches, we're going out to lunches, but if you're bringing your lunch, you have to worry about the people that end up stealing your lunch out of the refrigerator. And this guy here looked like he found a nice solution to find who it was that had been taking his lunch. And it tells us that tired of his coworkers eating his lunch, man grinds up a ghost pepper onto his pizza to exact revenge on the thieves. What happens next is pure chaos. Will Henderson works at a customer service call center. Are you texting the lady there?
No.
Okay. His job.
OnlyFans lady?
Yeah.
No.
I thought you might. Alone can cause stress and nightmares of an unnatural proportion. Long hours and no real incentives make getting through a day a complete nightmare. Lunch is the only time of the day that Will enjoys. Will is an above average cook and always makes a delicious homemade lunch for himself. The problem is that his coworkers have discovered his culinary skills and they've taken a pecking of his lunch in the break room refrigerator.
Bastards.
One day, someone outright took his lunch and ate it for themselves. These thefts of his lunch had to stop, but how? It was on a Sunday before the work week started when Will got an idea. I was making a pizza from scratch, dough and all, and I had a lot of time to think and preparing and making the pizza. My plan was to bring the leftovers for lunch the next day. The only problem is that someone at work had been stealing my lunch and stealing my pizza. Not just a bite, but the whole damn thing. I needed to spice things up for my devious coworker. And spice things up he did. Will gathered up some dried ghost peppers and ground them into a fine dust. He secretly saturated his lunch for the next day in the ghost pepper dust. This would surely help reveal who the thief is and also provide some much-needed workplace entertainment. I don't think she's providing the entertainment. It is mid-morning on Wednesday or Monday.
Wow.
And Will is looking forward to his lunch in about an hour when all hell starts to break loose. There's a commotion coming from the break room, and Steve's coworker, a friend of Will, a coworker and friend of Will's is retching, but nothing is coming up. And his face is so red it's starting to turn purple. Steve can't speak, and his nose and eyes are leaking fluids at a breakneck pace.
His eyes
falling out. Steve is like a creep show in there. Steve is the workplace jokester who also doubles his works. Will's work. This is really very difficult to read. Steve is the workplace jokester who also doubles as Will's best work bud. So it came as a surprise to Will that his own buddy was stealing his food at the time.
Bitches.
Paramedics are called in to help Steve. And after 45 long minutes, he's able to talk and explain what happened. Man, I ate just one piece of Will's pizza. I ate it fast so I didn't get seen. 4 seconds after swallowing the last bit, I started feeling incredible pain radiate up and down my throat. My mouth felt like a grenade had gone off. It became impossible to see and breathe through my nose. I thought I was going to die. Police came to interview witnesses and get a better understanding of what Will... took place. Will was arrested, booked, and released all within the same night. Steve will not be pressing charges.
Good, because if you eat somebody's pizza, you deserve that.
You deserve to have,
yeah,
have that an attack on you. Will and Steve eventually found common ground. And from that day, no one ever fucked with Will's food again.
You know it's a legit news source because that's what it says.
In fact, once a month, Steve takes Will out to lunch as an apology for all of the partially eaten lunches.
And I hope they get pizza.
That would be good. Do you think they would put pineapple on it?
You know what? Steve seems like the kind of guy that would only order pineapple on his pizza.
I would order pineapple on my pizza.
Like, you know, somebody asked me at work the other, so at my new office, the manager at that office, he's not my boss, but he manages the whatever. So
yep.
Anyway, so the new manager at that office, he makes pizza.
Oh.
So he has a side business where he does like parties and stuff like that. Yeah. And he makes his own like homemade wood fired pizza.
Yep.
In fact, there was like a big like pizza. There's like an annual pizza expo competition thing in Vegas, and he just went there a couple weeks ago and competed there.
Is it like a food truck or something?
He doesn't do a food truck. He does like you can rent him for like a party or an event or something like that. He comes out with the stuff. It's not a food truck, but he's got a big mobile setup, I guess. But anyway, so he does that. And one of the staff at that office was a couple weeks ago asked me, like, yeah, I love pineapple on pizza. And I'm still new there.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to go all like Gordon Ramsay and like who put pineapple on fucking pizza.
Yeah.
But she was like, do you like pineapple on pizza? And I'm like, yeah.
It's not a first choice, but. I don't know what her first choice is, but if it's there, I'll still eat it.
Well, I guess. Like, if somebody offers me free pizza and it happens to have pineapple on it, I might be okay with it. I'm never going to pay money for pineapple on pizza, though. I can't bring myself to do that.
To order it that way.
Yeah, it's a waste of money.
Yeah, I'm a big sausage, and that's... I mean, I like everything, but if I have a choice, I like sausage. I like the barbecue chicken pizza. Those are good. Or banana peppers and things like that. Those are good. But
barbecue chicken pizza from Jets. Do you have Jets down here?
No.
I think we've talked about this before.
No Jets.
Jets is more regional.
Well, see,
they're not just in Michigan, but they're in multiple states.
Okay. We'll put that on the list because when I infiltrate Michigan, then we'll get almond boneless chicken. We'll go to Jets. We can't go to Mr. Pizza Bootleg. He's gone.
They closed. Yeah. Right. No. If we go get pizza in Michigan, we're not going to go to Jets. We're going to get some nice Detroit style pizza, like Buddy's or something.
Does it have
that
spaghetti sauce on it or something? Don't they put all that stuff on there? And doesn't have no cheese? It's all sauce on bread.
You mean the Detroit style?
Yeah.
No, but So the whole thing with the Detroit style is the cheese goes all the way back to the very edge of the crust.
Yeah.
So that's, and it kind of like caramelizes it a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's just different. There's sauce on it. So traditional Detroit style, the sauce is on top of the cheese.
Oh, that's what it is.
But you can also get Detroit style pizza where the sauce is underneath as well. And that's what I usually get.
Okay.
It's all very good though.
Huh. I do like pizza.
I like the crunch. You get the crunch with the crust.
Yeah.
And the kind of like the cheese that's kind of baked onto the crust.
Yeah.
It's good.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. Yeah. Well, definitely.
First, let me next week. Week's episode. Robert's coming up to Michigan. We're going to go get buddies and I'm boldest chicken.
Well, yeah. I'm waiting for the baseball schedule to come out. So I'm sure there'll be weekends that'll be busy, but once it's over, then yeah, I'll coordinate when for me to come up this time. Oh man, well shit, that's episode 179. We didn't give the Joro spider update, but as you're here, you don't see any Joro spiders. No.
I can report I have been in Virginia for well over 24 hours. I've yet to see a Joro spider parachuting down on my head.
Yeah, well,
or anywhere, really.
On my head, not on my head. There's no Joro spiders.
No Joro spiders on my person whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to start looking it up to see if there are any sightings of them yet. Maybe it's too early. Maybe they're still a month or so away, and we've been talking about the Joro spiders, and it's not even time. It's like, oh, I haven't seen Santa yet. Okay, well, it's still April, so he's not going to come till December. So
well, you have a trophy that's the back half of a horse.
Yeah, you haven't seen any of this stuff. This is from a work party that we went. We went bowling, and then I actually won, but they said I cheated, so I got a trophy that said "Dead Ass Last" on it.
Nice, I like it.
And it's a picture of a horse.
It's the rear end of the horse.
Rear end of the horse. Yeah. So
you get the joke.
That's how they like me. They're listening. Give me a trophy with a horse's ass on it.
Very nice.
So anyhow, well, shit. That's 179. Mormon costume maybe is what it's going to be called, but I'll decide once. Once I'm done editing, but we'll see you. I guess we will see you next week.
Most likely.
Probably, sort of.
I never make any promises. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.